And welcome back inside the studios. Glad to be with you here, folks, on a hump day Wednesday, January 27th. Still hanging out at 7 degrees. Not to worry, though. We'll warm up to 25 today. So temperatures today will be warmer than what they've been throughout the rest of the work week. But, hey, thank you, Jesus, for that moisture. We certainly did need it. Here at 8:37, we welcome in Joe Sukroff from Hope Embraced, joining us here for our monthly update on Hope Embraced. And, Joe, you brought your daughter-in-law, Jamie, with you this morning.
Yes, Jamie's with us, and I thought this would be a great time to introduce her to the community. And Jamie is she's working to raise funds to come on, and we would love to just start paying her. We're not like a lot of organizations where, you know, apply for a job and we got money to pay you. We have to raise the money first. So she is in the process of doing that, and I just thought it'd be a good time for Jamie just to tell us, you know, where'd you come from?
Welcome.
Why are you here? Existential questions like that. Yeah.
Welcome, Jamie. We're glad to have you here. So tell us, why North Platte? Why ministry here in the North Platte community?
A lot of what brought us here is, well, I'm married to Joe's son, Ben Sukra. We got married during we had a COVID service.
Oh, lovely.
You know, fun stuff like that. And so a lot of why we came to North Platte was to serve family, and also just do ministry here. He was in the process of getting ordained, and we just felt a shift going on in our life that God was leading us to. So that brought us here to North Platte, and we've just kind of been following the Lord's call when it comes to that. So
I think that's extremely admirable, too, because a lot of people feel the shift, but don't always respond to it.
Yeah.
The gospel that we heard, or not the gospel, the second reading that we had at our church services 2 weeks ago was from the book of Samuel, where Samuel hears the Lord calling him, and it takes three times for him to realize, and then he's informed, just say, speak, Lord, your servant's listening.
Yeah.
And I think we can all try to do a better job at doing that. So
absolutely.
It's promising to find out that you and Ben did that, and that brought you here to North Platte, thanks be to God.
Yeah. We enjoy it here. It's definitely different from the more quicker, fast pace of Omaha, Nebraska. But I think, especially in times like this, if you look around you, you can always find something to appreciate, and people you can always appreciate. So,
are you an Omaha native yourself?
I am. I'm from Bellevue, Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised. I love it. I love Bellevue.
Okay.
It's its own little suburb of Omaha, and so a lot of people, when they're from Bellevue, when they're talking to strangers, they're like, oh, I'm just from the Omaha Metro, and I like to specify, because Bellevue is very different from the Omaha Metro.
Sure.
But it's a suburb, so you can say Omaha.
Yeah. Well, but you're proud of it. That's home.
Yeah.
That's home.
Yeah. I love Nebraska, so it's awesome being here.
So what are you most looking forward to in terms of the ministry with Hope Embraced?
Honestly, just pouring into the community. I think, especially now, you can look outside and see brokenness or a need that needs to be met, and I'm definitely a doer and a planner, and sometimes that gets me in trouble with people who are comfortable, but I love kind of pushing those boundaries, because there are things that need to be done. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what's going on in the world, we need to be able to help our neighbor, and especially here in America, we have plenty of resources to use to give to our neighbor. We have more than enough often, and so I've got time, and I've got and I mean, especially our teenagers, they just want someone to listen to them and to tell them that they're special and that they have a purpose in life. And I would love to be a part of that.
As all three of us know, and we remember from our own personal experience, the teenage years isn't always easy.
Oh, no way.
And just having somebody that cares, that listens, that says, hey, that's horrible, but it's going to be better. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. That makes a big difference in a youth's life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, I mean, teenagers, they're just exposed to so much nowadays.
Yeah.
And I just like every generation, the generations before don't always know how to meet those needs or communicate the way that things that need communicated. And so, but I think a lot of it is just listening. And throughout the years, I think that's something that people can easily look over, is I always have to bring a solution, but sometimes it just takes listening to someone's
sure.
story to know how to meet those needs.
Listening and not necessarily always understanding.
Yes.
Just saying, I hear what you're saying. That's
mm-hmm.
horrible.
Right.
That sucks.
Right.
I mean, that can make a big difference.
Or even like, I can relate with what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have the answer to your current circumstances, we can all relate to feelings of sadness.
Sure.
Depression, loneliness, anxiety,
mm-hmm.
stress. I think we can all relate to stress right now.
Absolutely. And the loneliness.
Yes, absolutely. And so I think that's super powerful when you can stand by someone and say, hey, I can relate with what you're going through and what you're feeling right now. So
now, Joe, obviously it's going to be great to have Jamie on board here for Hope Embrace. She'll be able to provide a different aspect to the ministry for Hope Embrace, it sounds like.
That's right. And Jamie has a lot of talent and skills area. Just seems like every ministry that we have, every need we have, that Jamie has either experience or to aid in that area.
She's a Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades.
I think so. So we're looking forward to seeing how God's going to use her in so many different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, you could probably talk to us about the different ministry experiences you've had. And most have been in your local church in Bellevue,
yeah.
But you've worked pretty much with all ages of people.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes from just loving people in
mm-hmm.
general. I really struggled growing up because I heard all my friends like, oh, I want to be a fireman or a policewoman or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I love to sing, so I was like, I want to be Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And then now, obviously, being an adult, probably not realistic.
You never know. You could be discovered at any point.
Right. American Idol. Let's bring that back. But I just really, if I'm honest with myself, I just love people. And so growing up in a church, it's been a great opportunity to not only see people and what they bring to the world, but also serve them. And so, like Joe said, I've been able to serve in children's ministry. We call them seasoned saints, the ones with the white crowns. and I've served in everything in between. And so I feel like I've at least something to offer mm-hmm. to anyone that's in need, and I'm really thankful for that experience from my church back home. Yeah.
And you've been able to assist with Ben, your husband,
yeah.
my son,
yeah.
in youth ministry now, and
mm-hmm.
so.
Yeah, it's been awesome. When I met Ben, I mean, just like any girl, I think I kind of visualized, like, I wonder what my husband's going to be like one day. I realize I never envisioned marrying a pastor, and I guess it's because a lot of my friends, they're that girl that's like, I know I'm going to marry a youth pastor someday mm-hmm. or a pastor someday, and that just wasn't me. And so when God brought Ben into my life, it was kind of a shock factor for both of us. He's super independent, and so I come in like, hey, I choose you, and he's like, what do you mean? But it's been so awesome and such a blessing to have partnered with someone in life that is all about the mission that you're about and
mm-hmm.
all about the heart and caring about people. That's not something that we have to argue over, is someone worth spending time on and resources on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I really appreciate him.
And I heard something recently that I think the both of you will agree with. In terms of making disciples of the Lord, you can't hit a button and do a mass production.
Yeah.
As nice as that might be, that's
right.
not how it works. So
mm-hmm.
being able to partner with somebody that wants to make disciples of all nations and understands that might take time, might take
mm-hmm.
a little bit of work, but it's good work,
yes.
it makes a world of difference too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I know a lot of friends who aren't so fortunate in aligning with what they would like to do in life, and so I definitely don't take that for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm just so thankful that I listened and that we both listened, because like you said, it takes two people.
Mm-hmm.
I could have chosen him and he could have been like, I'm waiting for someone else.
I think it takes three people, really.
Yeah, you're right. Technicalities. No, you're completely right. And so, yeah, I'm really thankful for that.
Now, Joe, you mentioned to bring Jamie on board. Obviously, we need to do a little bit of fundraising. So tell us about that process, how it's going so far, and how the public can help.
You know, we sent out a letter, to raise support. And we had one response that was a monthly response. All the others were just one-time gifts.
Sure.
And so we have, enough to get her through that first month, but we need the sustaining gifts. So that is a big thing right now. It's just finding those people who would be willing to say, hey, you know, this is a monthly commitment to help Jamie come on board and see that she has a paycheck every month.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about, I started out in Youth for Christ, 30-some years ago, and people just didn't have the concept that you'd have to raise your own salary. You know, think of we look for a job that has a more secure paycheck and the amount that we need to live on. But if the money doesn't come in, well, we don't have a salary.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to be 8 paychecks behind,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I was at one point. And God, I got married, and it's kind of like can't afford to be behind in paychecks now. There's other people that I have to support, and God has blessed. Every time we have stepped out in faith to do something new and better, God has been there to support that and to make it happen. And we're believing that for Jamie, that the right people will step up and say, hey, I really believe in Jamie and God's call on her life and the ministry that she is giving herself to, and I want to be a part of making that happen.
If folks want to make a difference or if they can help out with this financially, Joe, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, we have just a snail mail, P.O. Box 581, if somebody wanted to send something in here in North Platte, 69103, they could just send a note of encouragement and a check made out to Hope Embraced, and that will go into our staff account for Jamie, and it'll just get us closer to bringing her in on a full-time basis.
That'd be great. Obviously, that's the goal, so we'll continue to pray for that, and hopefully we can have some of the local community help out in making that difference.
Sure, sure.
Anything else either one of you would like to add this morning?
I would also just love to ask for prayer. I think that miracles happen when people pray, and so even if you're not capable of giving at this time, we would definitely appreciate your prayers, and prayers are also what's going to change things in the people's lives that we are impacting in North Platte. And so if you would just be praying for us, and also if you're just interested in the ministry, I mean, we need volunteers. Mm-hmm. We need people to partner with, businesses to partner with. And so if that's something you're interested in, we've got a Facebook that you can message us. And you can also just get a hold of Joe Sucraw. He's on Facebook too, Joe and Susan Sucraw. And we would love to bring you on board to just partner with us when it comes to Hope Embraced and reaching people and pouring back into the community.
And if you didn't have time to write down the P.O. box, or if you haven't caught Joe's number in the past too, encourage you to message Hope Embraced on Facebook and get the information that way if you're able to send something in. And like we've talked about in the past too, Joe, if you can donate $500, that's great. But if everybody does what they can, rather that's $500 or $5, it makes a difference.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you more here throughout the month of January and into February as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tristan.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY.